Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things of an economic and financial nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 97. Allow time for the unexpected, under promise and over deliver. Allow time for the unexpected, under promise and over deliver. I don't know about you, but this is a message that I face on a regular basis. I have a tendency to overpromise and overdeliver and hardly ever allow myself enough time. I can't explain why. Well, there are probably psychological reasons why, and yet that is the truth. When I practice this message, boy, does it make a difference. Allow time for the unexpected, under-promise, and over-deliver. This is even more critical in times where there is upset and crisis happening in our life and in the world. It is so important to know, to absolutely know, there is more than enough time. There is more than enough time for whatever it is that truly is in your highest and best good, and therefore the highest and best good of all concern. That's an underlying principle to remember when we're focused on this message, to allow time for the unexpected, that there is more than enough time. God works in infinite time, not in our 24/7 time. That's man-made time. There may be appearances of real deadlines. It's incumbent upon us to look best we can ahead, best we can. We cannot see it all. We have a human view, a limited narrow view, and we therefore, it's so important to build in more time. Whatever we think something will take, allow yourself 2-3 times greater space. And what does allow mean? It means a place to permit, to let, have, or provide, to leave, just like in today's message, to leave room, space, place. And leave means permission. So really the biggest block to our feeling and living in this feeling of peace and not caught up in the rush, there's things that happen outside of us that can create the extra stress and rush. We have the opportunity to allow peace by giving ourselves permission, leaving time, allowing time for the unexpected. Because it happens. Stuff happens. It's going to happen whether you leave time or not. And what you want in this world, so you can be your best at whatever it is that you are focusing on, that you're called to be doing at that point in time, is to be peace. When you are at peace, you will make higher decisions. You will call on the divine. You'll be aligned with your higher self and not reacting to whatever else is pulling or pushing and coming at you from outside. You, in a sense, can step back, be at peace, see it from a higher view, and then respond. Allow time, this period that you allow for things to happen or not happen, for something to exist, a specific period, and the unexpected. Unexpected means not expected. The sudden, the out of the blue. Expected literally means to look out. So we do our best to look out and project what we believe something will take or need. Time, resources, etc. We're told, allow time for the unexpected. For what we're not able to discern. What we're not able to suppose or guess with our best logical thinking from the space that we can see from. What we expect will most likely occur. Therefore, we can respond from a place of peace, higher thinking, to the sudden, unlikely appearance of things, which, after all, are the things that cause stress. And we have less stress when we allow time for things we don't even know are going to suddenly happen, appear. And we're told the way to do this is under-promise. Under-promise so we can over-deliver. We all want to over-deliver. So let's start with that word. What we want is to provide more than enough. To go above and beyond whatever the expectation is. To hand over. To create. Whatever it is. Over-deliver. And when we do this, we become, as the word says, to deliver is to set free. Our spirit is set free when we feel we're able and we have been able to provide more above and beyond whatever the expected position was. And we're told the way to do that is to under-promise. Kind of tricky there. Under-promise is coming from a lower, beneath place, a degree, if you will, below the standard, the requirement, the expectation. It's lower than, and it's not easy to be willing to promise less than. And promise is to send forth. We've given our word to send forth. Agree to or not to do something. We set up an expectation for what success is. Now, I'm not saying to provide less quality. I don't believe this is what the message means at all. Although we're talking about time, allow time. So you may, because human nature wants everything yesterday, not just others want that, we want that. We live in this now moment, whether we're conscious of it or not, so we always want it now. When a baby cries out for something, they're not saying, give it to me tomorrow. They're saying, I need it now, Mommy. I need it now. We are innately wired this way. We have to be willing to allow ourselves more space, more time. So we can provide a higher and better service because things happen that are out of our control. And we will not be turned into a tailspin and become a reactive person who just reacts instead of taking time out to respond from a higher place. And truly, when you start functioning from this place as a normalcy, it won't even be responding. You will be from this place because we are human beings. And this is the place to be from. So we are told to under-promise the time. Allow more than enough time. If you feel something will take 3 days, say 5 or 6 days, maybe 7. And when you're able to deliver, to hand it over, bring forth your creation. You will now have over-delivered, and you will be honored. And more importantly, you will be at peace with you. And that's the first person we are to honor. Allow time for the unexpected. Under-promise and over-deliver. And know, during these times, when there is absolute sense of doom and gloom, or we don't know what to expect tomorrow, things are up and down. One minute people are feeling confident and positive. The next minute something is said out there by government officials in any country in the world and people feel just the opposite. We're just like yo-yos being pulled our string back and forth. To release yourself from all that, it's more important than ever to come back to this message. Allow time for the unexpected. Don't get caught up in their stuff. For yourself, under-promise what you can do right now. For you, give yourself space to breathe, relax, renew, strengthen yourself from the inside out. Do the things that build your core again so you may over-deliver when it is time. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation. Now, I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Breathe in love. Breathe in this absolute perfect divine love. As if you're walking at the beach, it's a beautiful sunny day, and you have infinite time. Nothing is pressing for you to do anything. Perhaps you're walking through the woods and the forest. Time seems to stop. And whatever you did to get there, and whatever may be there for you when you're done, none of that matters now. You have infinite time. Breathe in that love that allows you to be fully present in this perfect moment now. Just one with your surroundings, transported in time to a place of infinite time, a place of infinite peace, a place of infinite beauty. Allow yourself to just float in this space, taking time out to look out and see the beauty all around you. Breathe it in. You're at the beach, you're soaking up the sun, feeling one with the sound of the waves crashing at the shore. You're in the forest area, feel like you're hugged by the trees. Feel the wind rustling through the leaves. You are in this place of infinite time. Unconditional love, and all is well. Such peace. You feel oneness with all. You feel oneness with this perfect place. You feel such gratefulness to be in this place now. And yes, you feel such awe. Absolute oneness with your environment, with this time, with this moment, with this place. You feel so grateful because you have allowed yourself, you've given yourself permission to leave the rest exactly where they are. So you may come inside to be one with the core of your being, your true nature, your inner compass, this place, this wellspring of renewal that resides inside of you right now. Look inside, see and feel this beautiful light, this color reaching out, drawing you in. Allow yourself to be one with this perfect place of love. This is your core essence. Allow yourself to be one with your heart essence now. Breathing into it, feeling yourself floating closer and closer to your inner sun. Notice the light. Notice the color. Know it is here for you now. Bathing you with 90 billion megahertz of love. Pure love, peace, harmony, balance, ease, prosperity, wisdom, happiness, joy, insight. All of this and more are here for you right now. Breathe into this light. Allow yourself to be one with this light. Feel the light radiating through your entire being, passing from your heart center out in 360 degrees simultaneously, all the way to your feet, your legs, your toes, across your shoulders, your arms, your hands, and your fingers, and up through your throat, your face, and top of your head. You are aglow with this light, with this perfect divine energy. You are one with the life force of the universe, and it resides at the core of your being. Feel it working, tingling through every cell and atom of your being, bringing divine intelligence, a higher vibration, dissolving all that is other than that now, and doing so under grace. From this place, core of your essence, of your being, you may seek wisdom, higher thinking, the voice of your higher self, your God self, the all-knowing creator self, What is it that feels like it's pressuring you now, gnawing away at you, appearing to make you feel unsuccessful? What is it now that you would like guidance on? Simply ask your truly all-knowing, loving self, your God self, the way, how to proceed, what to offer, what is your next step? Is it my highest best good to do fill in the blank? Simply ask a simple question, a few words from this place of love, from this space of love, and with an open and receiving heart, mind, soul, allow higher wisdom to speak to you now. Thank your higher self. It may simply be a word or two. You will be given more and more guidance. Perhaps you may wish later to journal on it. Write to God in your journal. Be pleasantly surprised with the response. Feel this love and light inside of you again. Breathing into this light. Perhaps it's changed its color. All is well. Be aware of the pulsating action, the life force energy within you. You are way more than a thinking being. You are a spirit soul. You are a spirit being. Allow time to connect with your higher self, dear ones. Create the space for you to know all that you need to know to proceed at the place and pace that is truly for the highest and best good for yourself and others. There is more than enough time. Let go the pushing, making things happen, the forcing, feeling a need to have to do. Give yourself permission to come back right here to be one with this love, true, unconditional love at the center of your being. You will be guided to your highest and best good, and you will handle far more than you could ever expect beyond your human vision. And it may be different from what you thought. It's time to come back, dear one. Bless this light inside of you. Thank the higher guidance. As we come back to the shore and see that bright glowing sun, hear the waves lapping at our feet, come back into the forest, surrounded by the loving trees sharing their energy their life force energy with us. Coming back to feel your fingertips and your toes and the top of your head, swaying them ever so gently. Welcome back. Welcome back to this knowingness that you have more than enough time when you are aligned with God's will. You may flow in this world, flow with what is, and deliver more than you thought was possible, and deliver your higher purpose for being here, God's will through you. Welcome back. I bless you and thank you for being you now.